Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Saturday, August 10th, 2018. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 meter wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, says thousands of people were turned away at polling stations in the just-ended general election, had no proper identity documents, or were not registered voters.
What it means is that the majority of those that vote for ZANU-PF are indeed illiterate. So in fact, ZANU-PF are voted by illiterate people who don't know what they are voting for. In fact, that makes their election illegitimate.
Civil society organizations holding an election crisis meeting in Botswana today resolved to lobby SADC foreign ministers to include Zimbabwe on the agenda in its forthcoming summit in Malawi following the just-ended disputed elections.
That is in Malawi, in terms of influencing the region to come up with a much stronger position on Zimbabwe and to take a proactive stance as opposed to waiting for things to deteriorate in Zimbabwe.
And the Zimbabwe Warriors promise to beat bitter rivals Zambia tomorrow in an Africa Champions match. Stay tuned. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, says thousands of people were turned away at polling stations in the just-ended general election, had no proper identity documents, or were not registered voters, responding to reports that at least 304,980 voters failed to cast their votes in unclear circumstances. ZEC said in a statement that the majority of those who were turned away did not produce the required documents, such as valid passports or national identity cards. ZEC said some voters produced expired passports and torn or illegible documents, like photocopied national identity cards. The electoral body further said others were turned away for reporting at wrong polling stations and for not appearing on the voters' roll. ZEC noted that more than 207,000 voters were assisted to vote as there was a high turnout of senior citizens in the general election. It said most of these people declared that they were illiterate. Ndlandla Dube, spokesman for the MTC Formation of Professor Welshman Ncube, says some of these issues being highlighted by the electoral body are misleading.
It's very clear that ZEC are attempting to close the stable when the horses have bolted. All the reasons that they are bringing to the fore are reasons that can be generated and articulated by anybody. In fact, it points all the four fingers at ZEC because they did not carry out an adequate voter registration process, which would have made sure that people fully understand what issues pertain to one coming to a polling station intending to vote. Secondly, if the voter's roll had been made available in time, with time, people would have checked their names and seen that they had moved them from one ward to another. Thirdly, Gibbs, it is important to realize that giving us a silly excuse that the majority of the elderly that came to the polling stations to vote were illiterate is in fact playing with Zimbabweans' intelligence. Because my mother, if she wasn't late, she would have been approximately 80 now. And my mother was a nursing sister. She was educated during the Smith regime. A lot of people alive now in her generation did go to school up to standard 6 or sub 6, whatever it was called, could read and could write. And you can't tell us that in Zimbabwe today there is that many people that are illiterate. Illiterate enough not to know the sign of ZANU-PF, the sign of MDC, the sign of ZAPU on an election paper. In our view, and as far as we're concerned, ZEC have had enough time to sit down and generate excuses. These are not reasons. These are excuses, and these excuses are actually very laughable.
And Mr. Dube, by the way, Zimbabwe's literacy rate is 92%. And if these people are saying that they assisted so many people, which means the literacy rate has gone down, is it?
What it means is that the majority of people that actually vote are illiterate. So what it means is that the majority of those that vote for ZANU-PF are indeed illiterate. So in fact, ZANU-PF are voted by illiterate people who don't know what they are voting for. In fact, that makes their election illegitimate, even worse, Keith. because you've been chosen by people that don't even know you, because they can't read your signs, they can't read what you say. All the papers that they've been writing in their manifestos have not been read. So what did people vote for on the basis of their illiteracy?
That was Dr. Dube, spokesman for the MTC formation led by Professor Welshman Ncube. Blessing Vava of the National Constitutional Assembly says, though more than 500,000 people failed to vote for various reasons, the two MTC formations were caught napping before the elections.
The issues being raised by ZEC, they are nothing new, because I was also an observer under ZESNY. And we witnessed quite a number of people being turned away for various reasons, as we have said earlier on, that some of them had wrong documentation, some of them were turning up at the wrong ones, and some of them were not even registered, but they were just probably trying their luck at some of the polling stations.
At the end of the day, it seems as if most of these people who were turned away were in urban areas. Do you agree with that?
From the figures that we've seen from this, it seems like a majority of the people who turned away were from the urban areas.
What could be the reason for that?
I can't tell, but from what we've seen is that the two MDC formations really did not do much work in terms of mobilizing their people to go and register to vote. And also it's attributed to the bottlenecks that we associated with the voter registration, especially in the urban areas. As you are aware that there were a lot of bottlenecks in terms of the registration processes of those who were voting. There was the issue of the proof of residence, which quite a number of Zimbabweans, especially in the urban areas, were facing difficulties in that regard. Whereas in the rural areas, the process was very smooth, and a majority of the people in the rural areas were registered to vote as compared to the urban areas.
Now, if you look at other issues that are being raised by ZEC, it seems as if there are some people who are aged below 18 who actually turned for the polls. And at the same time, there are many senior citizens who actually turned for the polls and they were assisted to vote. What can you say about that?
Well, the issue of assisted voters, I think it's really nothing much to write home about. Because if you also look at the figures of the people that actually voted on the day and the figures that were assisted to vote, there's nothing particular about that number.